Lifting isn't just a hobby, it's a journey. And that journey often begins with feelings of inadequacy and ends with feelings of inadequacy, but now you can't wear jeans and you sink in pools. Frankly, a lot of guys think they're going to be more attractive to women, but it turns out the only people you end up impressing are other bros who also enjoy looking at half-naked guys on bodybuilding.com. Nevertheless, if you want to get started, it's important to start off right, and I'm going to tell you the 3 steps to success. So, the first step is obviously to make an Instagram account. Now, the second step is your actual routine, but before you make one, you need to be aware of the standard rep range guidelines for different goals. If you're going for strength and size, up to 8 reps per set. If you're going for mostly size, 8 to 12 reps per set. And for endurance, go for 14 or more reps per set. Now, you might be wondering, what about 13 reps per set? And this is really the holy grail of lifting and what we call the tone zone. Be careful though, because one time my sister miscounted her reps and accidentally became a 5-time Mr. Olympia champion and governor of California. Thankfully, she did 15 minutes on the elliptical and is back to normal now. But anyway, another important thing is to constantly expose your muscles to new stimulus, which is called muscle confusion. For example, legendary bodybuilder Dorian Yates used to confuse his muscles by altering rep and weight schemes, whereas I personally prefer murder mysteries, but whatever works for you. So now that you've got a better idea of how to structure your routine, you need to get all the other stuff right too. I did 2 cycles of starting strength, and now that I'm an expert, I'd say you definitely need the following if you want to be a powerlifter. The first thing is some chalk. You should put some of this on your hands to help your grip, but put most of it on the gym floor and surrounding equipment. Some weightlifting shoes. These are great for making you taller. A weightlifting belt. This is how people can tell you're a powerlifter, not just a regular fat guy. Lastly, never talk to anyone, and make sure to always wear a loose hoodie to hide your power level. Okay, but let's say you want to be a bodybuilder, so here are some of my pieces of anecdotal advice that I just made up. Make sure to wear a stringer or the tightest tank top you can find. The goal here is having the edge of the fabric oscillate back and forth over your nipple as you do each rep. This is a great way to naturally increase testosterone production. A shaker cup with your favorite branched chain amino acids. I don't know what they are, but the more fluorescent the color, the stronger the superpowers you'll get. And lastly, a video camera to record your motivational vlogs, and I also make sure to have a grapefruit on hand just in case. So the third and final step is proper nutrition, and all food is made of 3 primary macronutrients, which are protein. Anyway, the most important thing is getting sufficient protein, and there's a lot of debate over exactly how much you need, but I like to play it safe and go for 1 chicken breast per pound of body weight. Now, if you're finding it difficult to eat that much, it might be easier to make a protein shake that you can drink instead. I usually go for 2 cups of whole milk, 2 scoops of whey protein, 1.5 bananas, and a picture of Steve Cook. Now, the real key here is nutrient timing to maximize muscle growth, which means it's essential to hit the 35 nanosecond anabolic timing window that occurs immediately after training. Now, you might not be able to drink your whole shake in this time, so I recommend taking whatever you need and going to the bathroom to get the protein inside you as fast as possible. And that's all there is to it. Now, get out there and start your own supplement company. I'm going to call mine Cloud Fitness because that's my goal physique. And for a quick note on that, no matter how long you lift, you'll never actually look how you want to. A lot of people start lifting to get back at an ex after a breakup or look good on the beach, but sooner or later, they all realize that those things don't matter, and their only real shortcoming is still being able to fit through doorways. Man, this guy's fucking jacked. Betty is a huge dick. No homo, though.